T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Obviously, we've got a winter storm in the forecast. Several topics relating to it. Number one, have we become weather wusses? Do you think this storm is really going to hit? And do you remember the days? Because I do. When 7, 10, 12 inches of snow, it would not have received the kind of wall-to-wall coverage that it receives now. And what are you driving? Excuse me. Hello. That was unfortunate. Did I get any on you? I'm sorry. The other thing is, what are you driving and how is it in the wintertime? Snow tires or no snow tires? That is the question. 803-0930. I wonder how many people are wiping their radios off right now. Sorry, guys, it happens. 803-0930, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And I have often thanked God in his infinite wisdom that human beings, men anyway, at least, you know, we can get hiccups, but we don't get hick farts, because that would be highly unfortunate. It is 10 minutes after 4. Let's get to the calls on WBEN. People have been holding, and it is Paul in Tonawanda. Paul!
Yes, how are you guys? I wanted to add a little bit to Janet's conversation there. She's absolutely right. It's really more about the tires. And I've never had the Bridgestones, but we have no Keans on my wife's SUV. And it's a tire that it's one of the only snow-rated tires you can run year-round. And no Keans, if you don't know about them, they're made in Finland. With a 100-year history of driving in the snow, and of course, you know, they can definitely drive in the snow over in Europe up there in Finland.
Hey, the Finns almost outfought the Red Army when Russia decided it wanted the parts of Finland that had a lot of raw materials for war. Never underestimate the abilities of the Finns to deal with winter weather.
Absolutely, and the tires are just phenomenal. She's got a 40-minute commute. And even though it's an all-wheel drive SUV, you know, the standard tires that come on cars nowadays, they're not built for, you know, they're not built for the snow. They're built for quiet and to make the car sellable. Well, I put these on and they're just, I can't even get the tires to lock up on snow. They're just phenomenal. The Nokian WRG3 is what she has on hers. And they're great. They last about 40,000 miles, so you don't get all the mileage out of it, but that's enough for two good seasons of safe driving. And, you know, and as far as what I drive, I have a Dodge Charger, rear-wheel drive, but it's got traction control. It's got all snow tires on it. But I'm telling you what, growing up in Buffalo, half the fun of growing up in Buffalo was a rear-wheel drive car. And, you know, my boys have figured that out, because you can shut that traction control off and have a good time with it. So,
You know, I don't know if there's any need in the modern era for chains on your tires.
No, not chains, absolutely no.
And you know, you go out to Alaska and some other areas, and they love those studded tires. And I just don't know if that's needed either. I mean, unless if you're doing, I don't know, if you're a dirt road or you're out in a rural area, perhaps. But with all the asphalt and all the, you know, the plows that salting that we do. That might be a little bit over the top.
Given where you live, don't you find yourself going down the old dirt road frequently?
Yeah, but I just don't think I've ever needed chains. Or I mean, a good pair of snow tires is good enough. I don't know if you need chains and studs and all that.
Yeah, David, it's really probably any one of the top 5 rated snow tires you'd be fine with. Keep them rotated. That's important. And, you know, take it easy. Use your winter driving skills and it's more tires than
and lay off the brake when you're in a skid.
Oh God, yes.
Oh,
and also increase your stopping distance. You got to start stopping like twice to three times before you stop on dry pavement. You don't agree?
No, I totally agree. I'm okay. Just saying, I don't people. again, it you know, I'm blown away by how many, you know, especially when it's like a deer or it's a raccoon or it's a possum. Look, I don't want to have to. Right now, there's a 2.5-ton shark swimming around outside of Hawaii. That is the top of the food chain.
It is.
You're not going to beat the. You in your car are the top of the food chain. You could have the greatest spot in your heart for animals, but in these conditions, if there's a deer out there,
it's going down.
I'm sorry.
No, sorry.
It just wasn't meant to be.
The deer is going to go down. It's not worth your own life running into a tree to not hit a deer that's probably stupid enough that the next driver is going to hit it anyway.
Exactly. Or my car.
How many have you taken out, by the way?
We're on four.
Four deer?
Yeah.
All right. I'm on zero deer. I've got I've got deer dar in my brain. Mm-hmm. I usually have a pretty good instinct for when the deer are around. Not always, but usually. Thank you very much for the call.
Two of them were hanging on a tree at the time I hit
them. Oh, that's highly are you sure they weren't piñatas?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did candy come out of them?
No.
Oh, I didn't
but
think
no,
so.
But no, seriously, though, it's not a, there's no point. Any animal, it's a horrible thing. We don't want to hurt animals. We want to show respect. But if it's between human life and property damage and your life, you know, let's show some discretion.
You know, speaking of animals, still, I can't believe there's not been an arrest from a horrible story just a few days ago about the mutilated and tortured dogs that were found on Sandpit Road.
Well, the update on it is that the whole thing was exaggerated.
In other words,
what we know is that the dogs were not burned, and it appears that they had died and they dumped them, but it's not as grotesque as we were led to believe.
In other words, they were natural deaths of the dogs.
Well, we don't. Where they're doing
necropsies,
right? But it appears that the one thing was that they were beaten and they were set on fire. And that appears that they weren't set on fire. So we're following up on that, but it's not as outrageous as we were.
But we don't have any arrests.
We don't have any idea of a lot of things there, but we're going to put it together slowly but surely. It's not easy, you know. I mean, they're not tagged. There's not like a tip is going to come from some neighborhood that two dogs that someone previously owned aren't around.
And that's all they need to make the arrest, just the tip. Yeah. It is 416 at WBEN. Let's get back to the calls. Here's Nora. Nora, you are on with us. Have we become weather wimps? Do you think this storm is going to happen? And what do you drive, and how is it handling the snow?
Well, you make me laugh all afternoon.
That's good. Probably when we're not even trying to make you laugh.
You burped in my ear. I mean, I don't know you. I haven't met you, and you burped in my ear, so that makes me feel much closer to you.
It was an intimate moment that we shared with several thousand people, and I do apologize for that. I'm not above belching on the air, but that was totally unexpected, and it was a lot louder than I ever anticipated.
You did seem surprised.
I was genuinely surprised, and honestly, I was a little bit embarrassed.
Oh, well, don't be embarrassed.
You should have heard the one I did off the air the other night. Mrs. Nerd said I could have recited the alphabet. I said I could have recited the complete works of Shakespeare.
What were you eating?
The thing is, what happens is in this business, you have to learn to eat fast when you are at work. So I think that's what happened.
Yeah, well, there you go. No gobble gobble except at Thanksgiving. Yeah. Getting back to the snow, Buffalo gets a bad name all over the country when most of the snow is in the southern tier anyway. I mean, they like to ski. Those people will go through the snow to get to the ski areas. I live in Niagara Falls. I've never really had any trouble getting through snow, at least where I'm driving. I'm not driving as much anymore, but I do go up to Buffalo occasionally. And I drive a 2001 Lincoln Town Car. It's almost as old as I am. I'm 83. And it's got to last me the rest of my life because I'm running out of money, even though I don't work for the government. What if they cut Social Security, you know?
Oh, they're not going to cut Social Security.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, well, and there's a very simple reason. It has nothing to do with the goodness of their hearts. It's just that people on Social Security constitute a very important voting bloc. Nobody wants to alienate that voting bloc because these are people who actually have the time to go vote.
And the thing is, AARP. I swear to God, I get a piece mailed from them every day or every other day.
Well, they've been co-opted by the left.
Ah.
In case you didn't know, AARP, I mean, they were early supporters of Obamacare, if that gives you any clue.
Yeah, well, the, never mind. You know, I can't stand any of that anymore. I really don't want to. I don't want to pay attention to what's going on half the time because it just makes me aggravated. When I was a kid, we trudged through snow up to our knees at least, and we didn't have that many. I don't remember any school breaks, you know. School didn't close.
They didn't close schools, that's right.
I mean, it was that, you know, the old jokes about Grandpa telling them, well, how high the snow was, and he had to walk to school in his bare feet or whatever. it's ridiculous because I don't know. The teachers are always complaining about things, and I know it isn't the teachers who actually close the schools, but it just seems like everybody's a wimp. Everybody's a wimp.
All right, when did this start? You said you were in your 80s.
Yep.
So you've got a good basis for comparison. When did the wimpiness of Americans begin?
Oh, gosh. I really don't know. I think somehow it's tied to my late husband was in WW2, the big one, you know? And I think it's tied to the boomers.
Nora, let me hold you right there. We're going to put you on hold. I want to hear the rest of this, especially with from your perspective and your Lincoln Town Car. I want to know more about that.
I want the Lincoln Town Car.
I've got the Andrew Johnson Town Car. So
let's get back to Nora and that Lincoln Town Car, David.
Yeah, that's a great car. I love that car. I wanted my husband to have a big car and something really nice. I didn't want a Cadillac. I mean, everybody and their brother seems to be driving a Cadillac, but the Lincoln always appealed to me. I don't really care for the looks of them now, but mine is one of the last of the big guys. And it drives beautifully. It starts every time I turn the key on.
That's all you could really ask for.
Oh, definitely. That car doesn't owe me anything. I bought it used, actually. It was a couple of years old.
Wow.
And somebody traded it in, and I knew someone who worked at a dealership, and I had told him, be on the lookout for something nice for me because I want to give Roy something.
You know, Nora, Tim was kind enough to email us the Car and Driver's 2019 best tires for snow. Are you interested in hearing what they are, the top six?
What?
Number six is... That was
a rhetorical question. You're going to hear it.
Yokohama is number six. They've got the Ice Guard. Number five is the Dunlop Winter Max. We heard about the Blizzak tire from Bridgestone. They're four. Number three is the Continental Winter Contact. Two is the Michelin X-Ice. And we just heard this one. The Nokian is the number one winter tire.
Yeah.
According to Car and Driver. They'll run you about $200 per tire.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
You could buy four horses for that.
You can.
But on the other hand, think about the money you spend if you're at fault in an accident. You're looking at not only what you have to pay up to your deductible, but you're also looking at the accident surcharge for 3 years after the accident.
Yeah. Well, I would just hand in my license and I don't know, catch a bus from now on.
Oh, stop.
Oh, you'll 10 Uber. More years of safe driving.
Yeah, really. I mean, come on. You're like my mom. My mom's in her mid-80s, and she doesn't look a day over 70 or act a day over 40. Thanks very much for the call.
You're very welcome. And I do not have snow tires on the car. So.
No snow tires. And that's rear-wheel drive, too.
I think so, yes.
Holy cow.
Stay home this weekend, Nora.
Yeah, good. And don't drive at night, which is the bane of every octogenarian.
That's the truth.
And it is the bane of even people in their 40s and 50s. That's one of the first things. Thanks, Nora. That's one of the first things you notice about getting older is the nighttime driving starts to go, and it can definitely play havoc with you. David, you know what's amazing? It's January, and we have yet to air a commercial for the 2019 performances of Trans-Siberian Orchestra in, like, December.
Well, that usually happens around April.
Yeah, you think I'm just a little bit too early on that
one? Yeah, just a little bit. But we'll definitely get the Christmas Secrets of the Christmas Attic.
All right. So anyway, good luck winning those Who tickets. I think we already have a winner, actually. Or we're very close to having a winner. So it is Bowerly and Bellavia. So the storm is coming. Have we become weather wimps? When and how did we become weather wimps? And what kind of car are you driving? And how do you rate it in the snow? Or is it, does it have less to do with the car and more to do with the snow tires? I mean, we actually had a lady just calling in who's got an 81 Lincoln Town Car, which I presume is a rear-wheel drive automobile. And David, I mean, the difference between being pushed ahead in the snow with rear wheel and being pulled ahead in the snow, which is the front wheel drive, is pretty astonishing.
What do environmentalists say about people who live in northeastern states that actually need four wheel drive vehicles? I mean, before the SUV, which, you know, let's be honest, it's normally blue state people that live in, you know, beautiful temperature states that are driving SUVs all the time. Because it's convenient, because it's luxurious, because it's secure, it gives them space. But there are folks that actually need four-wheel drive because of where they live. Why are we the ones that are supposed to just, you know, we can't be a nation of Audis.
It's good, because they've all got Subarus. In fact, if you have a Subaru, like an Outback or something, you got to tell us, are they really as good as my ex-wife and my kids say they are in the wintertime? They all, literally, my entire family has Subarus.
Wow.
Literally, my ex-wife, my daughter, my son, all Subarus. And they swear by them. Let's go, not at them, but by them. Here is Danny in Black Rock on WBEN. Danny.
Hi. So, well, let me start off by answering a couple of your recent questions, because I drive hundreds of vehicles about 80,000 miles a year, and I've driven on every type of snow tire in the market. I've driven plenty of Subarus. Subarus are an overrated brand in general, but because they're all-wheel drive, in the snow, they're actually pretty good, especially if you have snow tires. There's no question. Snow tires are going to be an improvement over all seasons in every situation.
In what sense do you believe Subarus are overrated, my friend?
Reliability is the big one. People assume because it's the Japanese company that they're going to have the reliability of a Toyota or a Honda, and that's just, you know, it's just not the case.
Have you ever had a Hummer?
I've driven hundreds of them. I've never had one.
And how would they compare to a Subaru in the snow? I'd imagine they'd be better.
I honestly couldn't make that comparison.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't believe I've driven a Hummer in the snow that I remember.
You know, I'm going to be a little bit weird what else is new, Danny, but you drive all these vehicles. Okay, I got to confess something. Mrs. Nerd has a Nissan Rogue. I don't like driving big vehicles. I didn't particularly like the Chevy Blazer. I thought it was a little bit too big for me. Even the Nissan Rogue is a little too big. And by extension, anything like that, like a Porsche Cayenne, would be too big for me. I like something more mid-size.
Well, the Nissan Rogue has a particular problem with their transmissions. They're really, really not good. I've actually known people. I've talked to techs at Nissan who have told me this is the third transmission replacement under factory warranty for this particular Rogue.
See, but this, Danny, this is where cars frustrate the hell out of me, because here you are saying, well, you know, they've got all sorts of transmission issues. Mrs. Nerd's last four cars have been Nissan Rogue. She loves the brand. They've been highly reliable for her and perform well in the wintertime, better than I do.
When is she nice?
Thank you.
She gotten rid of them at what mileage?
Oh, good question. I want to say around 20, 25.
Oh, yeah, she's good. She's got no problem then.
Well, I got rid of her after 25 miles, which was really strange. No, but in all seriousness.
Danny, what line of work are you in?
I work for an auto wholesaler.
Okay, I was going to say, either that or you're Grand Theft Auto. You're stealing everything.
Very, very successful Grand Theft Auto guy.
Yeah. 80. No, so Danny, if you were going to advise the perfect car for Western New York, you know, the worst snow driving, Southern Tier, Hamburg, Orchard Park, what car would you, with snow tires, what car would you recommend?
I'll specify the type of snow tires, and I'm going to echo what the previous caller said. I've driven in every snow tire. The Nokian and Hakka Palitas are the best snow tire in the world. There's no question. There's no comparison. But you can have any snow tire and be better than the average all season. So,
can you spell the Nokia thing?
It's
Nokian, N-O-K-I-I-A-N.
I-A-N, yeah.
It's Lita. It's a Finnish spelling, so I'm going to guess. It's going to be H-A-K-K-A-P-E.
Try, yeah, H-A-K-K-A-P-E-L-I-I-T-T-A-R-2.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And they're about $200 a tire.
Well, what language was that? I missed that.
It's not Indo-European. It's very confusing to me.
Oh, yeah. Finnish and Hungarian are non-Indo-European tongues, and they're highly related.
What car would you drive with these Nokians?
As long as you have good tires, you're better off than, you know, I drive a Chevy Volt, which isn't a great car in the winter. It's a front-wheel drive sedan that's kind of clunky, but you know, with good snow tires, it's going to be better than anything you're going to get in all season. Now, I make the transition from a car with snow tires to a car with all seasons, you know, several times a day in the snowy weather. It happens all the time.
Danny, what's the worst car in the winter? Like when you see one of these around you in traffic on a sunny day, on a snowy day, you try to get around it because you know that only bad things can happen?
The worst car in a snowy day? Anything with a high center of gravity that's rear-wheel drive is going to be a big problem. But if you're a good driver and you know your car, you're going to be fine. That's the key. You have to understand what you're dealing with. And, you know, it doesn't take a genius to understand. You're driving around and you feel like something that's like maybe you feel your back end slipping or losing traction a little bit. Well, you're going to try to not do that in the future. It's not that difficult. I do it every single day, multiple times a day, you know, transferring from car to car. I drove a Mustang Snakebite Edition with rear-wheel drive with summer tires in a snowstorm a few weeks ago. And that was a white-knuckle trip, but, you know, if you know what you're dealing with, it's not impossible to do. I took it off the 990 because I wasn't going to go 65 and I wasn't going to be the jerk with the hazards on at 25, so... You know, it's one of those things where you have to be reasonable with what you have, and you have to understand what you have, but it's not that hard.
And what is the biggest error you see drivers make in the wintertime? And, I mean, this is kind of like a public service show because we're in for the first, you know, allegedly the first major snow event of the winter of 2018-2019.
I guess I'd say in general it would be trying to keep up with the person that's driving in front of you if you don't have the capability to do so. I've seen plenty of accidents, and I've seen people lose control, and I've lost control myself several times. And it happens like that. Did you know what my initial call was about what I'm going to be doing tomorrow night?
Well,
watching the R. Kelly documentary?
No, I'm going to have five bands in my basement. We're not canceling.
Five bands in your basement?
Yep.
How big is your basement?
It's not that big, but we pack them in.
I bet the neighbors love you.
What cars will the bands be carrying their equipment in?
My neighbor is a defunct bar and an active restaurant, so nobody really cares.
Well, you know what? I think that's probably the best idea. If you're going to hit a snowstorm, you want to stay inside, right? You might as well just stay in your house and bring the bar, the party to you.
If Muhammad won't go to the mountain, bring the mountain to Muhammad. Or something like that.
We have 100 people come in sometimes, so they're going to be pouring outside. There's no question about that. But if you guys like live music of highly variable quality in cramped conditions, I'll give you my address off air. I'd love to have you guys.
Well, unfortunately, I'm booked. Unfortunately, all weekend. I think David is too.
Nah, I just wouldn't go anyway, Danny. I don't know who the hell you are. I'm sorry.
As you get lured into a basement only to be dismembered.
Say, it sounds great.
No, we appreciate
it. Danny, what's the smell of almonds in your basement?
Oh, is that cyanide?
What's going on?
No, Danny, we appreciate the invite, but...
Danny, let me ask you one last question, though. You seem like you are a knowledgeable guy about cars. What is the best pickup truck for the money?
Oh, good Lord. I'd have to stick with the Toyota Tundra, but I think Dodge Ram is doing a lot of really good things.
Wow.
But you have to name the bands. Before we let you go, you have to name the five bands that are playing in your basement.
I'm not the guy who arranges these things. It's my three roommates who are the punk rock band named Sus that's coming on. And we're going to have two bands from downstate New York, from New York City, and they're going to learn about what a Buffalo winter is like.
Wow. I guess they are. Thanks very much for the call. And by the way,
good luck, Danny. Thanks for calling in.
By the way, Mrs. Nerd had to cancel her women's march because of the storm situation. Did not want people to be outside freezing their cojones off. So the weather has claimed that casualty, her real women's march. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. It's Tim in Marilla, where I think they know a thing or two about winter driving. Tim.
How you doing?
Sir.
Good. Best car ever in the snow, and they don't make them anymore, is a Crown Vic. You were talking to your previous older lady that called that had the town car. You put four snow tires on that. It's got Positrac. I've never gotten stuck. I got Cooper Evolutions are the tires that are on there, and they're incredible, incredible snow tires. But it's got 180,000 miles on it. It's big, V8-powered, killer in the snow. I can tell you a couple stories, but...
What vintage Crown Vic are we talking about?
2003 Crown Victoria Ford.
Wow. I mean, those used to be like almost like standard-issue cop cars.
Yep, and you still see them around all the time. A good buddy of mine who lives in Darien, that's all he drives. He's like my best friend, and he's on his third one. I'm on my third one.
They still making them?
No.
No, they stopped making them in 2011.
No, but they're tanks, though.
Biggest mistake that Ford ever made was because they were too good. They were too reliable.
Well, you know, but that kills me about these manufacturers, because you talk about the Crown Vic, which would certainly be an interesting car to have. But, you know, Volvo did the same thing with those old boxy 240s. You know, every time you saw a Volvo, it looked like a big box. And I want to tell you, I had one of those cars, and I wish I never had gotten rid of it. It's not that it was some ultra sports car, really, really cool thing, but it was a solid, reliable automobile, and it was extremely comfortable, especially given the price. Why Volvo stopped making those is just beyond me, because now you can't tell a Volvo from a Ford.
Oh, exactly.
Well, they're not cheap to make. I mean, their solid cars are expensive.
But yeah, that was a big mistake that Ford. Last year was my birthday on December 9th. My son's taking me to a bowling alley in Orchard Park, right across.
Tim was just wrapping up talking about his Crown Vic being the best winter car ever.
Yep, pretty much. But I was telling a quick story, and then I'll scoot. But we watched the Bills game at a bowling alley. It was like that's what I wanted to do for my birthday. They plowed in every car in the parking lot. Everybody was stuck. I put that thing in reverse. Nailed it. It just freaking took off. I'm driving home from Orchard Park to Marilla. Cars all over the road. And there I go just passing them.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I tell you, rear-wheel drive cars are better than you think. You put a little weight in the trunk and good snow tires, and you're good to go.
Generally, I'd rather have all-wheel drive, but what you're talking about with that with the Crown Victoria reminds me of my mother's old Delta 88 Oldsmobile. Rear-wheel drive, but a very heavy automobile. And just like you said, you put some weight in the back, and it wasn't that bad to drive in the wintertime.
Yep. Plus, you can't do donuts in a front-wheel drive car.
Oh, watch. I can do donuts in an all-wheel drive car.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of tough but not that I do donuts. I'm getting old.
Well, no, you know what? It's not, you know, to me, donuts are just part of, I mean, every single year, I've been driving for a long time, but every single year we get the first snowstorm of the year. I find myself an empty parking lot. I'll go to that parking lot and I'll just have a little bit of fun just to re-familiarize myself with winter driving skills. Haven't tipped it over yet.
That's a good idea to do. That's what I do, too. Once it gets bad, I test my driving skills before I get in the car.
Thanks, Tim. Happy to hear from you. Good call.
Hey, thanks a lot, man.
David, you ever do that even now? All the years you've been driving, like the first time it snows, do you ever find an empty parking lot that hasn't been plowed and just refamiliarize, reacquaint yourself with winter driving techniques?
No, but I think that's a really good tip, though, for young drivers. Get into an open parking lot and just take them out in the snow and have them do their stop and go and turn and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
Parking lots are the best place in the... Now, when you're young and you're stupid, he's absolutely right. But at his age, at our age, we should be much more civilized to do our donuts in our own driveway. Don't go to a parking lot.
Mine isn't big enough.
Do it in your front lawn.
Mine's 100 feet long and about 6 feet wide.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.